Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio at beunique.org. We have fun and give away a different free gift each week. All you have to do to get the goodies and join in the fun is call us now at 1-516-418-5651. You can also join the show and get chances to win by sending us an email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Gene.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, I'm fine. Is there an echo?
No, uh-uh.
Oh, okay, because I had to call in from my phone.
Oh, my.
Apparently, you weren't able to hear me from my studio.
No,
okay.
I wasn't. I heard the old music stop, but I didn't hear you. I tell you, though, electronics have been going crazy today for me.
Oh, man. Gene, carry on the show for a second. I got to get this call.
Sure. Well, excellent. Hey, everybody. Well, what we were going to talk about today is healing frequencies. It's something that Mary and I have talked about before. I've really found it to be valuable information. One of the things I've been learning about is my chakras, so that the energy can flow through my body freely. And some of my chakras were clogged, and the energy wasn't flowing through me freely, and
hi,
I was
Gene,
getting
back.
Some pain. Okay, well, I was just explaining about how I came about it, that I figured out that my chakras were clogged, and so I started trying to unclog them, and that's because I was getting physical, discomfort from it.
Yeah.
And I found out I've really enjoyed the stones. We've talked about stones before. I love having the stones and gems around me that really help
mm-hmm.
with that. But the frequencies, the healing frequencies, are amazing, that each of our chakras responds or is tuned to a specific frequency of sound. And I've learned that if I seek out the music for the specific frequency, it actually helps me clear my chakras and helps me feel better.
Yeah.
I actually physically feel better. So,
now,
excellent.
You know, I don't know if she's still there or not. But mm-hmm. Several years ago, I went to, don't remember the name, Zinkoko Village. Great little massage place. I think it's called like Universal Energies or something like that. And she did this thing on me with a tuning fork to align my chakras. It was amazing.
Yeah, that's like just raw, uninterrupted sound frequency, not involved in the music per se, but just hit it with that frequency, get it in the line, I guess. Pretty cool stuff.
Did you know, I know we've talked in the past about cats' purrs and things of this nature, but did you know that a lion can purr at a frequency that will heal a broken bone?
Really?
Yep. That's what I read somewhere.
That's awesome. I don't
I've
doubt
I've never
it
gone to a lion with a broken bone and said, fix it, but,
I'll tell you. Yeah, I know everybody knows that, like, anybody who enjoys music likely has something that if you're just having a really bad day, you can put it on and it'll lift your spirit. Something music that you can bring to you. And I'm sure it's
involved and
fashion in that.
You know, there's music called the blues, and
mm-hmm.
it's about sadness and heartbreak, but it also can bring you out of a funk because of the frequency of the music behind it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and the people are singing about the sad stuff, but they're positive. They have hope. They're looking for better, and it's awesome. I play the blues, the blues recorder.
I know.
My
I know, and I think that's so cool.
Well, I try.
You got your recorder with you today?
Oh, I do. Yeah, I usually don't go far from it. But what's interesting is anytime I play anything, if I don't have something specifically in mind, it always comes back to just kind of the blues, you know. Pretty wild.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Well,
and I think that's a universal thing, too, that people get a good feeling from.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think if it feels good to it, there's something to be said for that.
Yeah, yeah. Today, we need to go over our trivia question real quick.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I got so caught up in my phone, my studio not working. The question, of course, is also on our website, and there are hints, mm-hmm. and I try to put tomorrow's hint on there ahead of time every day, but some days I fail. But the question is, which two rivers are in contention for being named the world's longest river? And our hint number one is one river is in Africa and the other river is in South America. And hint number two, one river crosses through 11 countries on its way to the Mediterranean Sea, while the other one flows through 9 countries to go into the Atlantic Ocean.
Hmm. Okay.
So you got some hints. You can look up, Google it, check it out. Give us a call during our show this week. Email us at contactjeanandmary@gmail.com. And
please do.
Yeah. And you will be let me run over something real quick before we get back to our topic.
Okay.
I was looking at the gifts that we've given away. Now, I haven't done a price comparison yet. I want to start doing that to kind of have an idea of how much we've given away. We do have a sponsor for our gifts. The Little Green Oasis has given us some gifts.
I
have sponsored some. Gene is sponsoring some. Be Unique sponsors some of these. But we've only been doing this a little over a month now. Was it 2 months? We're into our third month, so we've done it for 2 months.
Right.
And
right.
Every week we have given away gifts. We've only given away – no, that's wrong. We've given away 8 gifts. 2 people have not followed up. Best Toaster Oven did not reach out and give me an email address – I mean a physical address. And Tool Time Florida did not give us an address. They had the correct answers. Did everything right, but just didn't follow through. There are gifts on their way right now to Leslie Huffman and one on – well, actually, I just got acknowledgement from Tennessee that Linda Humphrey got hers. So I know she got hers.
Nice.
But of the gifts that we've given away up to this point, we've given away a Be Unique magazine and a little tiki sign, a book – pair of socks, really cool socks, superhero socks, another book and a bamboo toothbrush. We've given away some crystal soaps and one of my personal crystals, gemstones. We've given away another book, and then the two that are, I'm not going to reveal what they are, but well, I will reveal that Linda, because she didn't acknowledge it, she got a blank journal to write in because I know she's a writer. If
oh, nice.
I know what somebody mm-hmm. does or what their interest, where their interests lie, I will try to customize the gift toward that.
Okay.
But the books alone that we've sent out, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4,
oh.
4 books and the magazine, you know, that's minimum $50 right there.
Oh, yeah. And just to throw out there for you and everyone, I just recently ran across an unread copy of the Bhagavad Gita that we can include in the prize package, too.
But
this is a brand new one. It's never been even read. So that'll be in it, too. So
That is so cool.
Yeah. Good reading.
And you talk about energy. Mm-hmm. Now, who wrote the Bhagavad Gita?
Well, it's like a collection of
mm-hmm.
different, like traditions. It's more traditions. I don't know for sure. I believe that there have been authors attributed, but for the most part, it's kind of a collective sort of knowledge, I believe.
Well, let's find out.
Sure. I just like reading around in it, just the profound.
It was originally written in Sanskrit, and it Bhagavad Gita translates into the Song of God, but it's often referred to as the Gita. This is a 700-verse Hindu scripture that is part of what is, you know, what they commonly read over there in India or other Hindu countries, but typically India.
Mm-hmm.
It's set in a narrative framework of dialogue between Pandava prince Arjuna and his guide and charioteer, Krishna. We've all heard of Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
He's an avatar of the god Vishnu. At the start of the Dharma Yuddha, which is the righteous war between Pandavas and Kauravas, Arjuna is filled with a moral dilemma and despair about the violence and death that this war is going to cause. So he wonders if he should renounce and seek Krishna's counsel, or, you know, what am I going to do, basically? So this book covers a broad range of spiritual topics, touching upon ethical dilemmas, philosophical issues, and it goes way beyond this particular war. But people have referred to this for many, many years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, honestly, I find it, the thoughts that I get out of it, the passages that I read, I find it to be a companion to my efforts. I use it for my chakra clearing.
Yeah.
Because it really, the things that they talk about, and what the whole Bhagavad Gita is designed to do is help the human in the conversation get through just the horrible humanness to get to where God says that, you know, it is that where you can be and where the good is. And it's just a spiritual journey, if you will. And
yeah. It talks about karma and knowledge and wisdom. I mean, there's so many options and so much to read and learn from in a book like this. And the fact that it's so old, you know, and it stood the test of time.
By far, it's the oldest of all.
Do you know how far back this goes?
It goes, Sanskrit's like the oldest of the old.
This is the second century before the current era that we're in. So we're talking, all right, if we're in 2021, that would have been 25 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
And people still read it and learn from it every day.
Well, it kind of
cuts
to the chase, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there is an author attributed to this book, Vyasa. But, you know, there's questions about whether he was one person or more.
Yeah, in the that's what I had seen, is that people that really study it as a relic, a work, an artifact, they all argue, you know, whether it was this or this it was that. Same thing with Shakespeare. There are people that it's a person or a school or a group or whatever. But it really is amazing, because the whole idea of I use the healing frequencies and I use the gems and I use the thoughts in the Bhagavad Gita to help clear my chakras. And all I know is I feel better. 100 billion
I feel good. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
I feel good.
Yeah.
Oh, and guess what time it is?
Oh, All right. Got to get back
to it. It is 12. Yeah, it's time to say sayonara. So
well,
long. Adios. Right.
Break's a break.
Man.
You know, I want me to play something?
Play us out of here, man. And I'll tell everybody how they can join us tomorrow. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join Gene and Mary, and we will talk about interesting things like gifts that we give away and healing frequencies. And I don't even know what we're talking about tomorrow, but I'm going to find out real fast. Tomorrow, we're going to have Gene's going to be in charge of the show. We're going to talk about the fly and the bee in the jar. And you can call in and get your chance, just like 8 other people have, to win a gift. And these are not cheap little things. We're talking about things like the Baga de Vida. I can't say that word right because I'm trying too hard. But call us at 516-418-5651. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Anytime, 24/7. We won't answer you 24/7, but we'll answer you as soon as we can. Bye, y'all. See you tomorrow. Thanks, Gene.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.